I think it's only one the spigot and Milton's faucet.
Alright, now which is which?
The spigot is where the water comes from.
And the faucet is where you get syrup from.
At the barrel. Oh, lemonade if you get it in the barrel.
And what do you call the same kind of thing that's out in the yard that you hook a hose up to?
This is what it's called. I call it spigot if that's where the water comes from.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Fun.
Maybe better wait till the plane goes over.
Maybe so.
Is that going to Hunterfield?
I imagine it is because it's going in this direction Travis is over this way.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bags.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Fat.
Okay. And what do you call the kind of sack that you wet and put over oysters when you're steaming them?
Oh, I have never done that, so I don't
know. Well, what's a particular kind of sack that's made out of that loosely woven cloth?
What, burlap?
Uh-huh. Or would you ever call it anything besides that?
Burlap? I don't know. No.
Would you ever call it a croaker sack or a gunny sack?
Oh, yeah, we call it croaker sack. But usually I would say burlap. I know I had to demonstrate one time and I had to use the same thing. And then I had to call it burlap and say where it comes from and how it would come about and all like that, you know.
What was this for?
We were taking speech in college.
Uh-huh.
And we had to demonstrate. Everybody make something or tell where something comes from. I demonstrate on making a rug. And then I had to use the word burlap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long, about this tall, hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Mouth organ. Tone it.
Or what?
Mouth organ. Yes. Oh. Yes, no, it has another name. I can't think of it right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you think of it later, we can come back to it. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal? You put it out to your teeth like that? Play it like that? You know what I'm talking about? It's shaped, it's just a little piece of metal that's shaped around like this and has something that looks sort of like a tongue that comes over here. And so he puts it out to his teeth and sort of twangs on it. Have you ever seen one of those?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end, one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
Yes, it's No, I can't think of the name.
Oh, we come back to that one too. Well, what about one that goes round and round?
That's a merry-go-round.
Did you use
and the other one is a seesaw.
Did you used to play on a merry-go-round when you were a child?
No, they didn't have such things as a merry-go-round at that time.
Well, did they have anything like a merry-go-round, like a board that went around?